This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A campaign to put an abortion ban on Colorado's November ballot failed to get enough signatures. Monday was a deadline for ballot initiatives to turn in their petitions to the state. Organizers of the effort did not collect anywhere near enough signatures to qualify. The grassroots campaign did not have support from Colorado's major anti-abortion organizations. All northbound lanes of I-25 are reopened after a diesel fuel spill near Bellevue Avenue. The Greenwood Village Police say a box truck was involved in a crash that ruptured its fuel tank. Nobody was injured, but about 100 gallons of fuel spilled across that side of the highway. A CDOT cleanup crew was on the scene, and it took about 2 to 3 hours for all lanes to reopen. CDOT's bus staying to the Broncos service is starting back up for the football season. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
A round-trip ticket for the bus service to Denver Broncos games typically costs $30, but that cost is being cut in half for the team's preseason games. The buses make several stops in Colorado Springs and Fort Collins to ferry fans back and forth from Empower Field at Mile High for each home game. The first trip of the season is Saturday, when the Broncos take on the Dallas Cowboys in Denver. RTD announced in late July that it will not run its popular Broncos ride service this season for metro area riders. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Location data on wolves and other sensitive species will be protected under a new law that takes effect today. The new law says that state agencies can block public access to records about the locations of threatened animals and plants, even if someone's filed a records request to get that information. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. It is 2:06.